Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 9 of the Rising Sisters podcast. As always, I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and I am so excited to be here with you all today. And as I always am, like, I love jumping on here each and every week. I love rocking it solo, and I also love sharing the space with gorgeous special guest sisters. But today I am rocking it solo, and before I get into things, I just need to have like a little vent sesh. I'm not kidding when I say I have been sitting here for the last hour trying to record this for you all. As you all know, I like to keep things real and raw and completely uncut. But I have had that many disruptions, whether it is coughing fits, whether it's like birds screaming and going off and fighting outside my door, outside my window or whatever. I've had people knocking on my door. I've had my parents speaking extremely loudly outside my door. I live in a garage, right? So where the main door of the house is right next to it. So it's like I keep hearing like loud bangs, people walking in and out. Oh gosh, you guys, some things, you know, you just can't control. But as I shared in my last episode, there are always going to be things we can't control, and all we can do is work with what we can actually control. So, little vent over, and let's get into today's episode. But before I actually do, I do just want to say, if you are someone that is not into spirituality at all, or if you're not into a little bit of woo-woo stuff, then this episode might not be for you. So do just respect my beliefs and other people's beliefs, and yeah, just switch off this episode and go listen to another one of mine, okay? So, if you're still with me, then I am so, so excited to be talking about this particular topic with you all today, as it has really shifted my life in so many different ways, and yeah, let's just get into it, okay? So today's topic is, drumroll please, the art of manifestation. Yep, you heard me. So to date, the biggest or most incredible thing that I have currently manifested in my life was leaving my 9-to-5 job at 21, which completely came into fruition this year in September, it was like nearly 2 months before I turned 22. So if you are new to the word manifestation, if you've never heard about it before, then I'll keep it simple and just say that what it is when you set an intention or you say something or you think something, you just put something out to the universe, and then over time that thing actually occurs and actually comes into fruition. So what I haven't really shared too much online is that my journey of this particular manifestation, it actually started, you know, back in, my gosh, when was it? It was June 2019. So I was actually 20 at that stage of my life. And I remember saying to my partner, I said, I don't know how exactly this is going to happen. And mind you, that is the whole point of manifestation. The whole point is that you know what you want to do, you know what you want to create or receive, whatever it is that you're wanting to receive from the universe. You put it out there not knowing how it's exactly going to happen, but you trust that it's going to happen. So there it was. I was 20. I set that intention. I said, you know, I'm going to be, 21. I'm going to resign from my 9-to-5 job. And at that time, I had actually just stumbled upon network marketing with network marketing products. I was using like health supplements, weight loss shakes, cleansers, all that good stuff. and I actually got involved in the business side of things. Now, let's just say I was trying so hard to make it happen in network marketing. I knew no other way. I was hustling hard. I was working a full-time job. And if you are from network marketing or you've dabbled in it before, then you know that it is a very old school way of doing things. And I've kind of shared a little bit on here before about it, so I don't want to go too far into it. But essentially, like I said, I was working a full-time job, and every other minute that I wasn't working my job, I was sitting on my phone constantly reaching out to people. I was trying to get people on three-way calls. I was trying to sell people products that I was posting about, and it was just hard work. But at the core of my stomach, I didn't feel aligned. I did have doubts. I didn't feel like this was what was going to get me out of my 9-to-5 job. And also, my mentors and my leaders, my upline above me in my business, they too were also saying, you know, yeah, it's possible, but, you know, give it 5 years of hard hustle before you consider doing anything like that. And I was like, I don't have 5 years of doing this. Like, I'm already burnt out. Like, it had been a couple of months in, and I remember saying to one of my leaders, I said, I want to leave my job. Like, I'm trying so hard to leave my job. How can I make this happen? And yeah, she just said to me, just keep doing what you're doing. Give it a couple of years. And, you know, by then you'll be earning enough residual income to be able to do so. Anyways, long story short, it was so much hustle, such little return. And like I said, I didn't feel in alignment. I knew that this wasn't going to work out for me. But at the same time, I was still praying that there would be a way that I would be able to leave my job at 21. And so come this year, it was February this year, and my sister-in-law, who I was also in business with in our network marketing company, pardon me, she came to me and she said, well, basically, she just laid it all out on the table, and she told me how unaligned she felt. She felt like, you know, network marketing wasn't for her. She didn't feel like it was serving her in any way. It was, and like I shared before, it was too much hustle for such little return. And yeah, it just didn't align with our values. And when she told me that, my heart sunk, and I was like, shit. What are we going to do? Like, I have put it out to the universe that I'm going to leave my job at 21, but how am I actually going to make it happen? Anyways, she then went on to tell me that she had found this new business opportunity, and, you know, she didn't know that much about it either. And for some reason, my gosh, my stomach was just like, whatever it is, do it. I have never felt my intuition so strongly, if you understand what I'm saying. It's like that feeling in the core of your stomach where you're just like, you know, you have to do something. And what a blessing to be able to recognize your intuition, right? And yeah, I'll never forget. It was a matter of like 24 hours. And I had been looking more into this new business opportunity. You know, I could see how incredible it was. I could see the most gorgeous, incredible women who I just felt so matched in terms of like our souls. Like, I just looked at these women, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't even know these women that well or at all, actually, I should say. At the time, I didn't even know them. But just by seeing them online and seeing what they were doing, which is, of course, personal branding, you know, their whole lives were really there online, and I could, you know, I could get a feeling, an energetic feeling of who they were and their vibrations. And yeah, like, I was so attracted to them, and I remember feeling like, oh my God, these women are my soul tribe. Like, I don't know what this is, but yes, like, fuck yes, I need to do this. I didn't care how much the investment was going to be. I didn't care, you know, what, like, I don't know, there was just no care in the world what anyone thought. I remember saying to my partner, I was like, babe, if you trust me, or even if you don't trust me, I was like, I am doing this. I'm doing this for us. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this to create a lifestyle of freedom and abundance. And this business opportunity is going to allow me to leave my 9-to-5 job this year. I said, I can feel it. This is exactly what my soul has been searching. This is exactly what I was brought here to do. I was brought here on this earth. And to this day, I fully believe this. I was brought here to be a voice. You know, I was here to share my message, share my truth, and really create an impact in the world and in other people's lives, and women in particular. You know, I love working with women. You know, my audience is mainly women. I speak to women about, you know, everything from self-love to personal development to, yeah, creating a high profit business and creating an income online. You know, I'm here for all of that. You know, I truly want and believe that every single person deserves to have a lifestyle of complete freedom and abundance. And we live in such an incredible time where we can truly create that at the palm of our hands. And I am so, so blessed to have trusted my intuition when I did and when I said yes to this opportunity, because, you know, what was it? I started this new business venture in February this year, and I left my 9-to-5 job in September. So what is that, like 7 months, I think? 7-8 months? So yeah, you guys, it really goes to show, you know, I put it out to the universe, and girl, did she deliver. And I'm so grateful, because I, like, literally, I get paid to be myself, and I get paid to help other women rise up and do the same, and it couldn't be more of a blessing, that's for sure. But what I do also want to speak on is, you know, I could have at the time ignored my intuition, right? I could have said, nah, I'm not going to do this. It's not the right time. I don't have enough money. And this actually come up today. You know, I was talking to a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful sister who I've just recently come into contact with. And, you know, she's got the most biggest, beautiful vision. Like, I know this woman is going to go so, so far in her life. But we were talking about time, and I said to her, I said, sister, like, it just really reminded me of where I was in the very beginning. And it made me just think to myself, if I didn't trust my intuition at that time, and I didn't say yes to myself and my vision, then I would not have left my 9-to-5 job when I did. So yeah, super, super powerful. So with that, I really just want to make it clear to you guys is that, is there really ever a right time? And also, when your intuition knows something, like, I don't know what it is, but girl, like, our intuition is that powerful. It's crazy. You know, I sometimes play, I don't want this to sound bad, but, you know, I play games with my intuition sometimes. You know, I'll be driving and I'll be like, all right, intuition, like, which way should I go? Should I turn left and take this route, or should I go straight and take this other path? And sometimes I will ignore it, and obviously, like, I end up getting stuck in fucking tons of traffic, or I sit with myself at the traffic light and I just think to myself, okay, do I go straight, or do I turn here? And if my intuition says go straight, I'll go straight, and it's just the most breeziest path. And it's so amazing. You know, I truly think it's a practice, and the more and more you get in tune with yourself and your intuition, then the more you can kind of do things with ease and flow, I feel. And that's not to be mistaken with your ego as well, because our intuition and our ego are polar opposite. They're two completely different things. But that might be something I go into in another episode. But essentially, your intuition, it's that feeling right at the core of your stomach, as I shared earlier. So, you know, ask yourself some questions, like, I don't know, just if you don't know what your intuition is, just grab a cup of cacao, sit down, ask yourself some things, and I feel like it's easy enough to figure it out. But anyways, with my whole manifestation and leaving my 9-to-5 job, It also did not turn out exactly how I thought it would have. So when I manifested leaving my 9-to-5 job, I actually, yeah, I put a bit of a date on it. I said before I was 22, I said I had to leave my 9-to-5 at 21. But in saying that, I also was maybe not as clear as I could have been. You know, we can manifest so many different things. There are lots of different ways. But from this moment, you know, if there is anything I can recommend, is that when you do manifest anything in your life, be super, super clear with what you're putting out to the universe, okay? It's just like if you go to a restaurant, okay, and you want to order a steak well done. But if you just tell the waiter, yeah, can I just order a steak? They might bring it out to you and there's blood in your steak, okay? And you might get annoyed and you might be like, fucking hell, like I wanted my steak to be well done and they've just brought it to me and there's blood in it. But you actually did not ask specifically for it to be well done and to have no blood. All you asked for was steak, yeah? So, yes, I asked the universe. I put it out there. I said, I'm going to leave my 9-to-5 job at 21. And then come forward a few months, I actually put the first time I put my resignation into my 9-to-5 job, I was actually going to retire on the 23rd of October. No idea why. I just chose that day. It was like 2 days before I turned 22. And I was like, yep, this will do. But then a couple of weeks later, work just got that much shit. I was mentally not well. I was really stressed. The work environment was really not helping me whatsoever. And I sat with myself and I was like, damn, okay, like, what day, like, this is when I turned into my intuition. And I said, all right, intuition, like, when can I leave my full-time job? Like, when can I resign for? And then I found this date in September. And also, before I actually continue any further, throughout this year, I was also working with a spiritual coach. And honestly, this woman is so, so powerful. I love her so much. She has become a very special sister in my life. She's helped me through a lot. Who I am today is, you know, she's really helped me shape who I am today. Anyways, as I was working with her in July, she actually told me back in July, you know, we were doing my tarot cards. We did my tarot cards a couple of times throughout our session. And it kept pointing me to leave my job there and then. And I remember saying to her, I said, oh my God, like, I don't think I can leave my job right now. And she said, know that you can. Like, you don't have to wait until October or September. Like, know that you can leave now. And this was in July. And safe to say I didn't listen. Which, who knows? I mean, I'm also a big believer in trust the journey, right? Like, I'm here now. I have left my job now. That's all well and perfect. But who knows what could have been different, right? But it's best to not dwell on the past either, yeah? So anyways, that happened. Then come August, my gosh, things were just getting more and more heated at work. It was getting more and more stressful. And I was just like, come on, like, I need to leave my job. Like, I just want to be able to fully focus on my business, you know, my thriving team. Like, I just want to be able to do that now full time. Like, I don't want to be working anymore. Anyways, with my job, I had to give 3 weeks notice. So it wasn't that easy to just quit there and then. Like, I actually had to give 3 weeks notice. And yeah, like I said, come August, it just got to a point. I was like, you know what? Stuff it. Like, I'm in a position where I can leave my job. So let's just do it. Like, what am I waiting for? And in that moment, my intuition was just like, ding, 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 ding. It was like, you finally listened to me. Gosh. Anyways, so handed in my 3 weeks notice and I was due to leave middle of September. And when it comes to manifesting also, know that we can intentionally set a manifestation, and we can also unintentionally set a manifestation. So come early September, there was a particular day where I was at work, okay? I was 2 weeks away from my final day, and I was so excited for my last week of work, you guys. Like, I was excited to just celebrate, to, you know, have dinner and drinks with my colleagues, and I don't know, it was just like, it was a big deal, right? Like, I'd been working this job for so many years. It was my first and last full-time job. It was just a big deal, right? As you can imagine. And yeah, I was so looking forward to it. And then this one particular day, and I actually forgot about this, like when my accident happened, I forgot about this. And it wasn't until recently my colleague, she reminded me of this. But this one particular day, early September, 2 weeks before I retired, I was sitting at the beach with my colleague. Oh, it just makes me laugh so much now. But I was sitting at the beach with her, and I just remember looking out at the ocean, and I sat there with her and I said, if I could leave right now, like, I would. And that afternoon, I was driving home from work. I could not wait to get home. I couldn't wait to get home and have a bath. Like, yeah, I was just on my way home. And all of a sudden, I was hit by another car from behind. And then it was in that very moment, my whole body, like, my gosh, if my intuition ever spoke so loud, it was in that moment. And it was like, brace yourself, because you're going to get hit again. And so I knew not to get out. I knew not to, like, move or take my belt off or anything. And this all happened so, so quickly, because in like a matter of, oh my gosh, maybe like 3 to 5 seconds, I got hit a second time, which is extremely, it was so much more harder than the first initial hit. Anyways, I freaked the fuck out. I was like, holy shit, what has just happened? Like, I remember like reaching for my phone. I was on the Gold Coast Highway in peak hour by myself, like, oh, far out. I was like, literally, I think I was less than a kilometer from my house, and this has just happened. And so I went to reach for my phone, and then this person like ran up to my car, and they were like, get off your phone, like, try and move your car off the road, like, because my car was still drivable, but the whole back of it was just completely fucked up. But anyways, I quickly like got my car off the side of the road, and then I like jumped out of the car, and I called, like, I was trying to call my mom and my dad and Keel, and no one was like answering. And eventually I got hold of them, and yeah, anyways, it all got sorted. And then by the time my adrenaline, I guess, once that started to calm down, I all of a sudden experienced, like, I was getting the worst whiplash, like, all from my neck, my shoulder, my pelvis down, my whole right side was in that much pain. My pelvis, if I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but I actually have a twisted right pelvis from a previous accident years ago. I fell down a flight of stairs, but anyways, that's a story for another time. But anyways, that whole accident just triggered my pelvis, and like my right leg was just completely numb. Anyways, I got taken to hospital. And like, yeah, I was the only one that got taken to hospital. And yeah, like, it obviously, I'm so, so, so blessed. Like, I knew I was safe. I knew it was all going to work out. I've been in two other accidents, and those other times I had freaked out. And this was actually probably the worst accident I had been in. And I was actually a lot calmer than other times. But anyways, long story short, I could not go back to work. I was on bed rest for the rest of that time that I was meant to be finishing up at work. So yeah, universe was like, yeah, she answered my prayer. I said it that day. I said, if I could leave work right now, I would. And that's exactly what happened. So yeah, it didn't exactly go how I thought it would, but it still happened. We're here, we're safe. Yeah, isn't it so crazy how things can happen and how we can manifest things without realizing also? And yeah, it's that simple. Like I shared, you know, you can set an intention, you can intentionally manifest something amazing, but also watch what you say and watch what you think, because manifesting is essentially law of attraction, right? You put something out to be able to receive. And oh my gosh, pardon me, I've literally got the burps. I swear Freedom Cacao always gives me the burps. But anyways, it's just like, and I think I've shared this analogy in a previous episode, I can't remember, but if not, I'll share it again. But it's basically like when you say, oh, you know, if you're having a bad day and you're like, oh, how can things get any worse, right? And then all of a sudden, something bad or something worse happens. And that's because you have unintentionally manifested that thing to come into your reality. And that's exactly what it does, right? If you ask, the universe delivers. But anyways, I think I will wrap it up there, you guys. But I really just wanted to share that story with you all. It's such a blessing that, yeah, I was able to manifest leaving my 9-to-5 at 21. It obviously, you know, it's been a journey. It wasn't all smooth sailing, you know. I worked very hard for it. It was a roller coaster. It was a massive stretch of growth. You know, it was, wow. So I manifested that June last year, came into fruition September this year. So what was that? Oh my gosh. Maybe, if I'm doing my math right, it was maybe like 16 months worth of manifesting, yeah? So also know that the universe has its own timeline, its own schedule of things as well. It's not going to give you something if you're not prepared. So if the universe thinks that, if you know, if you're asking for something and the universe thinks you're ready, then the universe will give you what you're asking for. But if you're not ready for that thing, then the universe knows not to give it to you, right? It's such a magical world. There is just, yeah, it just amazes me so much. I'm so blessed to have this knowledge and, you know, to have been able to study this more and to just really understand what's actually happening in my life at an energetic level as well. And yeah, that's just pretty much it today. But yeah, super, super blessed, super grateful. And know that whatever you desire in this life, if you set that intention, then you can absolutely make it happen. If there's anything I've learned in this last year, then yeah, if you ask, then you shall receive. And yeah, be decent as well. Like, fire out. Don't expect to, you know, be working a capped income job and then ask for $1 million in like the next month, because yeah, it's most likely not going to happen. But again, that is also coming back to your intuition. Your intuition knows things that before you even know, really. So come back to your intuition. If you really want something, sit with yourself and ask yourself, you know, is this something that I can actually make happen? Even if I don't know the how, am I still prepared to co-create with the universe and allow myself to be able to receive what it is that I'm asking for? So I hope this has all made sense. I think this is something that I'm definitely going to share a little bit more into in a future time. This was more about me sharing my personal story, my personal experience with manifestation, both the good and perhaps the not so good. But yeah, thank you again also so much for tuning in. I am so, so excited for next week's episode. Oh my God. Episode 10 is going to be amazing. Usually I don't announce my special guests until I obviously go live with the podcast episode, but because this special guest is someone that is going to be a very educational podcast. So I will share it with you all right now that next week's episode, I'm going to be interviewing one of my gorgeous friends and menstrual coaches, Gemma Lee. She is an amazing Gold Coast chicky babe. I actually found her via her podcast channel. God, it was ages ago now. And as I've shared in the P word episode, I've been on a very amazing but big journey with my contraception and my menstrual cycle and all those beautiful things. And I've worked with Gemma for a couple of months now. And yeah, I won't go too into it, but essentially I've been working with Gemma, and you guys want to know more about you guys want to know more about, you know, the fertility awareness method, how you can come off hormonal contraception. You want to know more about your yonis, your womb space, all of that juicy stuff. No pun intended. But I'm going to have Gemma on next week. So if you have any questions about, fertility, periods, sex, just anything really to do with your womb and your yoni. And if you don't know what yoni is by now, come on, guys. Like, I talk about all the time. Your yoni is your vagina, okay? Your vajayjay, your mini, your puss, whatever you want to call your beautiful space down there, yeah? Oh my gosh, you guys, I seriously, like, I just love having a podcast. Nothing is too taboo, and I'm so all about that. But anyways, let's wrap it up. If you've got any questions for next week's episode, send me a DM on Instagram @_SophiaDemitra. If you find value in this episode, as always, share it on your Instagram stories. It helps me so, so much. Let me know how you find it. Feel free to leave a review. And until next time, I will talk to you all soon. Bye.